Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, everybody. Welcome to episode 213 of the Smart Marks Podcast. This is a special episode.
213.
Because not sitting across from me, but sitting beside me tonight.
We're holding hands.
That's not all we're holding. Is Matt Salgado. How are you, sir?
Both hands are full at the moment.
Put your hands up on the desk.
I can't right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's going on, man?
How are you, man? How have you been?
Good. Doing all right. Post-Christmas, doing
how
good.
How was your Christmas, sir?
Pretty awesome. Got a lot of cool stuff. All I can't...
Herpes,
yeah. I already had that, so I...
Oh, you just got medication.
I was giving that out.
Oh, nice. The gift that keeps on giving.
Keeps on giving.
Yep.
But no, I get to saw a lot of family, and so it's always good. It wasn't as crazy as I thought it was going to be, so it was nice and kind of relaxing. Not too bad.
Did you get any nerdy gifts for Christmas?
Yeah, I did get quite a few. My brother got me, this Harry Potter, like, adult coloring book, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, I love those.
And then, he also got me those little phone stand things that you put, like, those suction cup ones. Yeah, the pop sockets. He got me one. He asked me a while back, about house I got sorted into, because of course I do that nerdy shit.
Did you get sorted into Slytherin?
No, I got Ravenclaw.
I kind of figured Ravenclaw.
I was pretty happy with
that.
That would
have been my second guess, honestly.
And he gave me one with the Ravenclaw emblem on it, which is
those
awesome.
Those are pretty cool. Like, I'm not big on the pop sockets, but I've seen the Harry Potter ones that they have for each house. I thought those were really cool. And there's Pokemon ones,
I'm keeping
too,
it. Really cool. I'm keeping it in the thing for now because I'm getting a new phone soon. So
nice. What are you getting?
I'm going to get just a regular
iPhone 8
Plus or whatever it's called. I don't know. What's the 8, right?
Yeah, 8 or 8 Plus.
I don't know anymore.
Like, I give up on all this
I give up on letters and numbers. You're the phone guy.
I've been after this beast for so long.
You got the Macho Man defining moments.
Yes, with the blue and purple sequin.
Whoa!
He fell. With the blue and purple sequin robe. I've been wanting this one for so goddamn long.
Great audio.
Audio, isn't it? It's great audio.
Oh, we got to summon him up later. Just saying. Yeah. It's gonna be hilarious. That's an amazing figure there.
I
did get a Bobby Roode NXT Takeover figure, which is awesome too.
They
also
had one already,
also
Bobby
from
Roode
my
ones?
Brother. So nice. He hooked me up with a lot of cool stuff.
I've seen the Shinsuke one. I haven't seen the Bobby Roode one.
It never felt so. My family, because there's so many members, we just do Secret Santa because it just makes more sense to do that instead of buying like 18 gifts for everybody.
Right.
So he got me. I think he's got me like 2 years in a row, and he always gives me cool stuff. Like, I'm not gonna always count on him
to
like
that tradition. Make sure he gets you.
I can always count on him to give me something like actually that pertains to my
fits,
like,
in your wheelhouse.
Got me wrestling and Harry Potter. It was awesome.
Yeah, I got our Secret Santa at work. The girl who pulled my name got me a Stormtrooper mug and a set of Star Wars shot glasses. Apparently, she's not aware that I don't drink as much anymore. But and she got me a bunch of shooters and stuff.
I think it's just kind of a deal. Like, you know, people drink.
Oh, no. Like, everybody at work was giving alcohol to each other. So, I mean,
well,
it worked, I guess.
At my work, I got a Secret Santa. And the guy, like, he wrote on, like, you know, his wish list, Amazon gift cards and beer. And I was like, well, this is for work and I can't bring beer. And we work at an educational institution, so I definitely cannot bring alcohol on campus.
So let's get Amazon gift cards.
Which, you know, I'm not going to mention what goes on at the campus parties with the staff, but hey-yo.
I mean, you got to scare up those ghosts of that campus somehow.
Oh, it's amazing. And then whoever got me, I don't know whoever got me, but they got me a coffee mug with the dinosaur on it.
Sweet. And, I saw a gift.
But I'd actually already had that one.
I saw a gift I wanted to get you.
So now it's in my work mug.
At Target. And it was not in your size. It was a button-up, like, short-sleeve shirt. Uh-huh. And it just had Jurassic Park logos all over it.
Oh, that saddens me.
Yeah.
What size was it in?
They had them in, like, small and large.
I would lose weight to wear that shirt.
Would you?
Yeah.
It was pretty dope. It was super cool.
I have lost weight before they fit into a pair of pants.
It was, like, gray, and I think it had, like, flowers or, like, leaves on it.
Oh,
so it looked
cool.
Like a tropical-style shirt. but it was Jurassic Park logo.
My mom ended up giving me like this like Starry Night inspired Star Wars shirt.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, it's really cool. And I
Is
forgot.
It the Darth Vader one?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that for my birthday.
Yeah,
I
think, it's awesome. It's a cool shirt, man. Yeah. So I was pumped because they didn't give me as many shirts this year because my dresser is just littered with clothes.
Oh, God. Should we leave Michael PSAs in this?
So we said, no, we should take him out. So guess what, guys? We do this about once a year. This is our
second one,
I think, this year. Yeah. We're doing
third, actually.
We're doing a Rumble during the podcast, which is awesome because, hey, it's between Christmas and New Year. It's our last podcast of the year. And, we're trying to make it a little bit more fun for you guys. It'd be a lot more fun if you guys actually watch this either on Twitch or on YouTube.
Yep. Links are out there.
The links are all out there. And just go on there. We're taking everybody out of this Rumble if you're watching.
Yeah, we're just going to start fresh.
Yeah.
So you don't want to put, we should totally, like, as shitty as this is, we should put guys that we do voices of. So that's why we should have Michael PSAs
and Macho Man. Just so we can do their voices as they think so.
So you want to get down into this? You want to go over anything before we get started? Paige got injured.
That sucks.
I know. Dean Ambrose got out 9 months.
She had a good run going, and then I hope it's not too serious. Maybe they're just taking extra precautions with her coming back.
They stopped the house show match.
I think they definitely took precautions with her coming back. Holding off. So
the good thing is, if it's something she has to recover from,
and if it's a house show, I think they have no problem stopping it.
It's not televised. The good thing is, though, if she is injured and she does have to take a couple weeks off or anything, she's part of a stable.
She's still,
so she could still be on TV as the person pulling the strings and stuff.
And then hopefully she has some time to recover and be ready for the Rumble.
So hopefully, I mean, that's going to be great. I would hate to see her get injured right before this Rumble. Dean Ambrose is out 9 months. It's funny. Someone shared the WWE website or on their Twitter. They had shared and said the extent of his injury is worse than we thought. He'll be out for 9 months. And the first comment on there is like, that's the same amount of time Maryse is out with her injury.
Oh. That's great.
Which I thought was great because she's pregnant.
Yeah, she's preggers.
Like, that's smart. So Matt and I think we're going to do two matches.
We're going to try to. We're going to see how long this takes.
We'd like to do a women's, too. These tend to go fairly fast on this game, I've noticed.
Yeah, hopefully it does. I think the countdown's a lot faster.
So do we want to do just regular superstars in this one?
Yeah, these
are regular.
I've
got some downloaded. I've got some created, too. I don't know why it's not showing all my created, either. All right, let's add some guys in here. We want to add... You want to add AJ?
AJ Styles.
Aleister Black?
Aleister Black. Baron Corbin.
Biggie Langston?
Biggie.
Bobby Roode.
Bobby Roode. Bray Wyatt. Braun Strowman. Yeah, it wasn't like last year or like 2 years ago when we had the created Braun Strowman and he was just destroying everybody.
Remember, we downloaded him. He was 99. Remember when we first started doing this and Fandango won the Rumble?
Oh, it's true.
It was our prediction Rumble. Great. And Fandango won.
I loved it. We had to go with it too.
Yeah,
we did. Broken orbital bone. Brian Kendrick.
Not only that, but the bridge broken of his nose too. Yeah. He took a nasty GTS. How do you think that looks on Hideo Itami? Like,
well, no, I don't think that's on Itami. I think that's how you fall down and take that move. I think that was all on Brian Kendrick,
you
dude.
Think so he wasn't prepared for that
wasn't
move.
Prepared for it.
We should
put your hand up there. Come on.
Do you want to put Brock Lesnar or leave him out?
I don't want Brock Lesnar in the
Thank
Rumble.
Thank you.
Cesaro. Let's throw Cedric Alexander in there. I don't think he'll actually be in the Rumble, but no Jericho.
No Jericho since
Kurt Hawkins.
That Jericho Omega match is in like a week.
It's like in 3 days.
It is. It's
the
4th. It's next weekend. Yeah. Oh man,
it's gonna be good.
You want to put Kurt Hawkins in there?
Yeah, Kurt Hawkins.
Easy cannon fodder.
Yeah.
we both kind of skip over Daniel Bryan.
No Dean Ambrose. No, Dean Ambrose. Dolph Ziggler. I think Dolph Ziggler will be back for the Rumble.
I think so, too.
You want to put Drew McIntyre in there?
Drew McIntyre, okay.
So we did say voices that you do for the show. Let's put Dusty Rhodes in it.
Dusty Rhodes is in there. Fuck, what's going to happen if we get Dusty and Macho Man?
That's going to be great. You're going to have a conniption. Elias. You got to put Elias in.
So WWE is going to change their name again.
Who?
WWE.
Oh, to what now?
It's no longer going to be World Wrestling Entertainment. It's going to be Walk with Elias.
Ah, nice.
You like that? Mm-hmm. Throw Eric Young in there?
Sure. Put Finn Balor in there.
Demon or regular?
Regular Finn Balor.
You put Enzo Amore?
No.
I love how we're both so cold on Enzo now. Goldust, Goldberg. Fandango?
No, I don't know Fandango.
No Fandango? Yes, ma'am, we're being interrupted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here,
Goldberg. Oh, yeah, let's pause a live show. That's how live shows work, apparently. Jason Jordan, we're going to add into there. Definitely Jinder Mahal. Definitely John Cena we're going to throw in this show. Hey, number one contender, Johnny Gargano, we're going to throw him on. Kane, put him in. We got 9 left, and I'm barely in the K's. We're going to go Kevin Owens. Kofi goddamn Kingston. Let's pass on him. Luke Harper. Now we got to go through and kind of just make sure we get main guys in here. We got 8 left. I'm in the P's. Well, we're going to definitely put Randy Savage in because that was the idea. Randy Savage, Randy Orton. Where's R-Truth been? Has anybody seen R-Truth? I don't think anybody has. Rick Swan. We took Rick Swan out. No Rock. Should we put... I think we should put Roman Reigns in. Got to put Rusev in. Definitely Samoa Joe. We're down to 3 left. Oh, my God. Got to put Sami Zayn in. Seth Rollins we got in. Holy crap. There's still a lot of guys left to put in this that I haven't even got to. And dirty, man. I'm going to go back and take some of these guys out. Seth Rollins was my last guy in. I know definitely we want to put Shinsuke Nakamura in. So I think we're going to have to go back and maybe take a few guys out here. Shoot. Maybe take Big E out. I don't know. Damn, this sucks. Yeah, this is great. This is awesome. I think we'll probably run with this. There's quite a few that aren't we don't have listed here. We got Kurt Hawkins here. Maybe we should take Kurt Hawkins out. We'll take Kurt Hawkins out. We'll put Zack Ryder in. So we're back at 30 overall. Rusev, Jason Jordan, Big E, Baron Corbin. Maybe we take Eric Young out. Yeah. There's a lot of people we didn't get. Let's put Ty Dillinger in. I took Eric Young out. I'm taking Cedric Alexander out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because we're kind of not running out of space here.
What about Xavier?
I'm putting Xavier Woods in?
We can. How many do we have left? Yeah. Is it a show?
It's full. So I'm just, we have? I'm taking out Mojo. I'm taking out jabronis.
You know, for Joe, we should just take out Jinder Mahal. Xavier's already in there. Let's see.
Yeah, because technically AJ Styles is going to be part of this match, but I mean, of the real one. Yeah, of the real one.
We can take AJ out.
Okay, we'll take AJ out for now.
Go to the back. Did you put Macho Man in there?
Yeah, Macho Man is definitely in. Do. We got to put Sin Cara, the Sheamus. See what Sheamus
is. Put 1998 Sting because that fucking still image is terrible.
The Wolfpack one. Maybe I'm okay with that. I think I'm okay with this.
With AJ being in there?
Yeah. This is like more for us. I mean,
this is a pretty solid Rumble.
Yeah, we're okay. Cool. All right, let's start this shit.
Let's start this shindig.
My controller's cold. Choose participants. Do easy or fast. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Now we're...
selecting who we're playing.
Now we're going to go through and select
who. Make sure we select somebody who was in the Rumble.
Actually in the Rumble. You mean I can't select
Stone Cold Steve Austin? Cold Steve Austin, man. Open a can of whoop ass on your bitch ass. I don't think you ever said bitch ass. No. But.
I'm going as Bobby Roode, and I'm doing a random as far as my intro.
Are you?
Yeah.
So you're gonna do? I think I'm gonna do the same.
Yeah, as you text during the show.
Yeah, I was replying, trying to get some viewer. Goddamn it. I tweeted out to a friend of ours to let him know that we were going to be on. I'm going to take Baron Corbin.
All right.
And I'm going to go random. Good. Ooh, 84 and 85.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So how do you feel about this year's Rumble? I mean, I think we got a pretty good solid, like...
We got an early start time again. Did you see that?
Yeah, we're starting going at 5.
5 o'clock our time, yeah. 4 o'clock Pacific.
Good Lord, that's early.
With 2 major Rumbles happening. I mean, from what I understand, WWE is trying their best to make sure that the women's is a 30-person Rumble.
Yeah, they're going to, I think it's funny that, like, the women are announcing they're going to be in the Rumble when in reality, every single person on that roster is going to be in the Rumble.
Yeah, like, are we going to have title matches or something like that to fill up the rest of the card, I guess?
I think so. I think
I mean, we've got the triple threat.
You have your three main titles. You have your WWE Championship match.
Right.
Right. You have your Universal Championship match. Then you have your SmackDown Women's Champion match and your Raw Women's Champion match. You just need those four title matches. And you're good. We don't have to worry about, I mean, I would love to see tag matches up on here, but you don't have to really worry about that.
Were you able to pull up our Twitch?
No, I didn't do that yet.
I'm being told that it said it's already ended.
Well, they probably clicked on the wrong link.
Probably.
They probably clicked on the old link. Yeah, we get it, JoJo. Shit. Royal Rumble winner goes to WrestleMania. Number one.
Coming Johnny into the, Gargano.
And I was going to actually play as him and decided to play.
Who just won a number one contenders match. Yeah, it's working.
Yeah. Just go to the Twitch, you jerks.
How's this still playing?
You got it playing in the background.
I've closed out the app altogether.
Oh, it's on Facebook. That's
Apple
why.
Glitches.
Oh, it's the worst phone ever. iOS is the worst mobile software. iOS 11 is the worst mobile software of all time.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
It is so bad.
It's so terrible when customers come in and they're like, hey, I have this phone, and I did the iOS 11 update, and now my phone doesn't work.
Now I'm my
like,
dick hurts.
I don't know what to tell you. Like, don't do that update.
Now my butt hurts when I put my whole fist in it. Yeah.
When I put my whole fist in it. Sometimes it feels good. It tickles sometimes.
But sometimes I run out of lube.
All right, who's next? Who's number two?
Number two, Bobby coming Rude. Into the Rumble. Bobby I would love it Rude. For it to be me.
Bobby fucking Rude. Bro. Sorry for you, Johnny Gargano.
Johnny Gargano is shitting his pants.
Johnny Gargano is dead. Braun Strowman is coming out.
Dude, he's going to get clotheslined out of the ring right now. Oh, man.
Country Strong.
So I wish we could turn this up a little bit for the listeners of the podcast. It would echo a bit through the Twitch stream, so we don't want to do that. So make sure, I mean, like Matt said at the top of this, make sure, you know, you check us out on YouTube or Twitch where you can actually see everything that we're talking shit about.
So, I mean, we've got the triple threat match with Brock Lesnar.
Braun Strowman and Kane.
I don't know how actually smart that was to keep Strowman out of the Rumble.
Yeah, I mean... I would have liked to seen him in the Rumble. Have him kind of run roughshod, break the record.
Like, we already got Cesaro coming in at third. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Well, people liked Roman when he broke the record. Either. People liked Roman a lot when he broke that record and what threw 13 people out or however many he did.
Right.
It was one more than the record. So Johnny Gargano somehow surprisingly is still alive in this Rumble.
Yeah, I'm.
He is not
surprised.
Dead. I am really shocked.
Oh, he's going to try to, he's going to try to German Braun Strowman.
Look, he's going off on everybody, but he just used all of his reversals, so it's a done deal. He is going to die. Bray Wyatt, number four, coming into the Rumble. This is going really fast. You're absolutely right.
And remember, there's eight people in the ring now instead of six.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. I haven't played a Rumble yet. I have Rumble
really?
Set up. Maybe I have. I am at WrestleMania.
Here goes Gargano. Gargano, number
one. Gargano's gone by Cesaro.
Cesaro clotheslined him over the ring.
So we had our first elimination. I like that they announce your eliminations now.
Yeah, and I like that if the weight system is uneven like that, like it, you can just throw like a clothesline right on the ropes and it'll knock the guy out. You don't have to do the whole...
Yeah, like if you outweigh the guy or you overpower the guy,
you totally missed that. You totally missed Bray Wyatt doing his corner taunt, and Braun Strowman just went over and clotheslined him.
I missed that. I'm trying to get this link sent back out.
Xavier Woods is in, just tornado DDT Braun Strowman. But yeah, so yeah, I'm excited to see what actually happens in Rumble this year.
Yeah, I'm. Are we expecting Kofi to try to do something big again?
Of course.
At this point,
it's
what
Kofi,
can he do, though?
It's Kofi Kingston.
It's Kofi goddamn Kingston.
That's like the whole thing with him in the Rumble. He's never going to win it. He's just going to do something cool, though.
Here I am. I am the darkness. I am the thunder. All right, Baron Corbin's coming in.
Oh, I think Bray was getting ready to eliminate Braun Strowman, and Cesaro inadvertently saved him.
Come on, switch over to Braun.
You got to pop that analog stick in. Look, he's already on the outside of the ropes.
Yeah,
we got a glitch.
Stupid glitch. Stupid bitch. I mean glitch.
Yeah, the gaming glitches with this.
God
one.
Damn it, Bray Wyatt.
I'm going to predict that Braun Strowman goes the distance on this.
I would hope he does. I'm probably going to get eliminated, let's be honest. Getting the shit choked out of me by Bray Wyatt, and John Cena's just entered the Rumble.
You think John Cena's going to be in the Rumble this year?
I don't know. I kind of wish he wouldn't. And that's no offense to him. It's just a spot that I'd like to see, you know, go to someone else. There's plenty of guys on both rosters, and especially even in NXT, that I'd like to see in this Rumble. Let's not waste a spot with John Cena. And I don't mean to sound negative and say waste, but...
Oh, that was nice. That was so good.
Suck that.
I've never seen that.
Neither have I.
Bray went for a clothesline to try to eliminate Jeremy as Baron Corbin, and Jeremy ducked it and...
Back body dropped over the rope.
Pretty nice.
Ah, damn it, Bray. They're trying Braun. To get Cesaro out. Or, yeah, Braun.
Yeah. You should help Jinder. Oh, you don't need to help Jinder. The modern day Maharaja just took out Braun Strowman himself. So there you go.
Suplex Cena's to Cesaro.
Taunting everybody.
Both the guys are taunting in each corner. The modern day Maharaja.
Man, I want to see Cena and Jinder go at it.
So how do you feel? Jason Jordan's entering the match now. Oh, there goes Cesaro.
Nice. You got two eliminations so far.
How do you feel about Jason Jordan being a tag champion now?
I'm all right with it. I'm actually okay with it. It was
pairing's a little off, but I like it.
But I think that's why I like it, because it was setting itself up to fail. And I just thought to myself at the beginning of the match, watch these two guys win. Watch Seth Rollins and Jason Jordan get the win, and watch Jason Jordan, like when he said, "I'll be better."
Yeah.
I was just like, this is gonna go either it's gonna work out. You know, they're going to make Jordan look good. And he went out there and he made himself look like a badass towards the end of that match. You know, he took over at the end.
Yeah, he
won that match at the end. You know, and that's the way they set up the character, just to kind of like impress you.
It was a great match.
Yeah, so it was really good. Yeah, really great main event to Raw. And that was just awesome. Nobody expected them to win.
Baron Corbin and Jinder going at it.
Yeah.
Joe Luna's favorite wrestler of all time, Jinder Mahal.
Sami Zayn?
Yeah, Sami Zayn. That's Alex's favorite. Did you put Sammy in this match?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, if he wins, I dedicate this to Joe. I should have picked him and dedicated it to Joe. What was I thinking? Trying to get to my feet. Struggling to get to my feet. Oh, I'm out. Jinder Mahal.
You're already out. Ty Dillinger coming in at number 11, one past 10.
One past 10. Great. He's one more than 10.
He's 11.
But these knobs go up to 11.
But these go to 11. Why not just make 10 louder?
We're getting comments.
We get comments on Twitch. That's awesome.
I'm going to see what they are.
We got Jinder and Finn going at it. We got Ty Dillinger. Hey, put that at low. Come on.
I am. I'm just trying to check the chat.
Got that on
the
microphone.
But there's no chats. I don't see them.
Oh, it's because you're not live on there. You. Oh, here I come. Number 12.
Bobby Roode at number 12.
Bobby Roode, glorious.
Hey, at least I got two eliminations. Two big time, like good eliminations. That Bray Wyatt one impressed the shit out of me.
I had two eliminations before I came over to your house.
A mission? Nocturnal eliminations?
I just got that. I just already took Jason Jordan's finisher.
Yep.
That was awesome. That's how Jordan won the match. God damn, Jordan.
Jason Jordan getting a reversal on you.
Yeah, I mean, with that
Xavier Woods helping him out.
Scorpion Death Drop. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, what's that? That Into the Woods?
Yeah, Into the Woods.
It's called. Look at me. I'm already out.
You're
look
already
at that.
Rolling out to the outside of the ring. Out. Oh, and Xavier Woods. Finn Balor just eliminated Xavier Woods
great.
With the clothesline.
You got my ass kicked already. I've taken two finishers as soon as I got into this match. Finn Balor's going to eliminate me.
You know,
already.
I haven't even paid attention. Isn't there a way for me to re-enter the match?
Yeah, you just got to cycle through. Well, I thought you could. I could have swore you could.
I thought so, too. It's not showing me the option to.
Yeah. You should be able to.
I thought so, too.
Glorious.
Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Maybe I am entering it and it automatically picked my number for me or something.
Maybe you clicked. Maybe he hit X right away. Oh.
Finn Balor taunting. Who'd you eliminate? Oh, Dusty, baby. Oh, son of a plumber, my polka dot ass is going to beat the shit out of you in this rumble, you son of a bitch.
Oh, are you playing as Dusty?
I wish I was playing as Dusty, you son of a bitch. No, only Dusty Rhodes can play as Dusty. He's not doing anything.
No, he's just standing.
He's just standing there. That's all Dusty Rhodes has to do, getting the shit beat out of him by Finn Balor.
Yeah, his NXT.
Codebreaker.
Finn Balor is beating the crap out of
him. He is. Codebreaker. I mean, he is destroying. Another Codebreaker. Two Codebreakers by Finn Balor to Dusty Rhodes, baby. And then he's going to go for the coup de grace.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow. Dusty did not stand a chance, man.
I thought I got my ass kicked. Wow. Drew McIntyre coming to the match now.
Yep, here comes Drew.
Drew McIntyre. Oh, I'm dead.
Dusty's back up on his feet. Who's he seeking out? He's going after you, you son of a bitch. You better reverse that. Dusty's taking Matt to the ropes as Bobby Roode. One shot to the gut and kind of backed up. Oh, now he's taunting Dusty. Oh, now you got Finn Balor coming after Matt.
Oh!
Nice up and over. Back body drop over the top rope. Matt eliminates Finn Balor. Great job, sir. You going to go back over Dusty? Nope. Here comes Dolph Ziggler. It is not allowing me to pick anybody else. You're getting I thought you were going to get the elbow.
I was going to get the bionic elbow. We're halfway through this rumble.
Yep.
This is awesome.
How's it not allowing me to pick
anybody
else?
I thought that was
Shawn
Michaels for a second.
Shawn Michaels? You mean Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
His younger brother. Dolph Ziggler's taking Bobby Roode to the corner. Oh, reversal. Matt's starting to take it back to
the
Roode
bomb. Blah.
All right, we got another entrant coming in.
Glorious. Four, three, I just found out that
one.
You did the
Zack Ryder. You got me a trophy there, sir.
I just found out that if you did the the glorious DDT as like a when you do it as another superstar, like taunting Bobby Roode,
yeah,
they'll say glorious, but in their own voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Isn't that awesome?
I'm going to have to try that.
Ah, shit. That didn't work.
There you go. Eliminate him. Hit those buttons. Smash those buttons.
Ziggs has a lot of energy.
Get out of there. I don't know, man.
I'm letting go.
Yeah, you didn't get it.
Yeah. Glorious. No,
man, you are on fumes.
Yeah, I am dead.
I feel like it's a lot harder to survive in the Rumbles in this game now.
Oh, he was going for that clothesline.
Drew McIntyre still in the match. Dusty Rhodes still in the match. Shinsuke Nakamura now joining us at number 18.
This year's favorite.
Zack Ryder just taking it to Bobby Roode, beating the shit out of Matt.
Yeah, I'm all right.
Oh, my God. Giant overhead belly-to-belly by Drew McIntyre on Dusty Rhodes. Now Shinsuke taking it to Dusty Rhodes. Oh, you son of a bitch. You thought, you son of a bitch. Reversal on your Shinsuke ass.
I'm gone.
Matt is getting eliminated by Zack Ryder.
Oh,
my God. You're barely holding on.
Oh, my pants getting tired.
Oh, my God. You're reversing it. Matt is reversing it. If you guys are watching this, this is amazing. Matt is saving his ass.
I'm not going to be able to do this again.
You're going to have carpal tunnel after this. Dusty Rhodes taking Shinsuke to the ropes. And Seth Rollins has entered the match.
I did all that.
Dusty eliminated Shinsuke.
Dusty eliminated.
And now he's going straight back for Drew McIntyre, who's reversing it with elbows
Dusty
to
Rhodes
the temple.
Dusty Rhodes is
going
to win this one.
What if it comes down to Dusty and Macho Man as the last two?
Oh, no.
Pile driver to Dusty Rhodes. Oh, you son of a bitch. I'm going to roll out to the ring apron. I'm going to create a stable. Oh, wait. Cody's not in here. Never mind. I have Cody downloaded. Sami Zayn at number 20.
Oh, I got rid of
I can't believe you're still in this match. Who'd you just eliminate?
I don't know. Drew McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre is out at the hands of Bobby Roode. And then, you can't throw out Dusty.
No!
You can't eliminate Dusty.
Sami Zayn just German suplex.
German suplex to Bobby Roode from Sami Zayn.
Broski boot coming to Seth Rollins.
Woo, woo, woo.
I'm still upset they don't have that in the game.
Right?
Sami was taunting. Did you see that?
Sami was taunting, and Zack Ryder took advantage.
Oh.
Samoa Joe at number 21. Joe Luna could be happy now. Sami Zayn is already out of the match. Bobby Roode being attacked by Dusty Rhodes. And you're reversing it.
Yeah.
Oh, you're sending Dusty over the top. And it's trying to skin the cat. Oh, Dusty is gone, you son of a bitch. You piece of shit, Bobby Roode. Why don't you go back to that total nonstop ass kissing? piece of shit promotion you call yourself a home you started with, you Team Canada son of a bitch.
You're the one that gave Bobby Roode a job there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I saw something in him. But okay, now he's a son of a bitch.
Two finishers. Here we go.
Two finishers at the same time.
Glorious.
And a Rough Rider.
Rough Rider to
Samoa Joe taking the Rough Rider. Oh, it's Rusev Day.
Oh, always Rusev Day.
Rusev is back. Did you put Aiden English in this?
No, I didn't.
Ah, we missed an opportunity. Yeah. I think I'm going to do the tag classic and have Rusev Day win.
Oh, shit. Oh, that'd be great.
Nice running power slam. Awesome.
Oh, I'm not doing my strategy. I usually do like my stick and move strategy.
That's what I try to do. Who's coming in now? Roman Reigns at number 23. Zack Ryder sends Bobby Roode into the ropes or into the corner. I don't think you can withstand much of this, especially if Rusev is getting involved.
Oh, broski boot. I'm gonna get busted open right now.
You think so?
Yeah.
Broski boot coming from Zack Ryder to Matt. Bobby Roode is still in this. Big elbow to the small of the back.
I can't see what's going on.
Zack Ryder's picking you up.
Yeah,
he's
can't.
He's going to send you somewhere.
I'm going. I'm done.
You're going over the top. And he's setting you up on the ropes, and he's doing nothing. Like, you're getting
there. Low.
You go. Nope. Up and over.
Oh, I'm done.
Yep.
Let's see. Oh, look. Yeah, you can. So you missed it, or for some reason, look. See?
Yeah. It never gave me the opportunity, I guess.
25.
Or that I didn't press anything. 27.
I should come in next, right?
Yeah, if you want.
Is that The Rock? Oh, that's Randy Orton.
Randy, is that The Rock?
Jeez. Randy
Orton's in the match.
Big arm tattoo.
Roman Reigns is pushing Zack Ryder over the top rope, it looks like. Matt's going to be the next one in. Let's see who Matt
Macho
takes.
Man. It's going to be Macho Man.
You think so?
Yeah, Macho's got to come in. I had a pretty good run with Bobby Roode. That was awesome.
Zack Ryder is up and over.
Skin the cat.
Still holding on. And Rusev, no.
Oh, I called it.
Oh, you called it. Macho Man. Yeah. Yeah, here I come to win the Rumble. Yeah. Going right after that son of a bitch, Rusev. Yeah. Yeah, Rusev, talk to Miss Elizabeth. Yeah. Don't talk to Miss Elizabeth. I'll put a boot in your ass. Yeah. Yeah, Roman Reigns, big piece of shit. We gotta throw him out of this match. Yeah.
We're working on
it. Oh, Roman Reigns over the top rope. Randy Orton laying into him. Samoa Joe.
Oh,
hitting
no.
Nagi on Randy Orton. Randy Orton. Macho Man. Macho Randy Man. Savage. Roman Reigns was eliminated by Randy Orton. Macho Man throwing Samoa Joe into the giant turnbuckle. Too. Zack Ryder is still in this match. I just want you to be aware of that. He's taking a giant ass kicking by Rusev.
Tell me everything you know.
I just realized that Zack Ryder is wearing the Zack Down Live trunks. I never noticed that.
Oh.
Big elbow from Macho Man to Randy Orton. Yeah, Randy to Randy. Uh-oh. Yeah.
Big glitch.
Kramer versus Kramer. Randy versus Randy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a legend killer, Randy Orton.
Yeah, right. Kevin Owens has now entered the match.
Yep. I got to win this. I got to win this.
Rusev has been eliminated by Samoa Joe. Zack Ryder got eliminated. I didn't even see by who I was paying attention
to. It was
to Kevin Owens.
Both Joe and Rusev.
So now we've got Samoa Joe and Randy Orton going at it with Kevin Owens and Randy Orton going at it. That's Randy Orton, Randy Savage, whoever.
Oh,
too many Randys in this goddamn match.
I almost had it.
Kane at number 27. Kane's winning this Rumble. You know 27 is the number that wins it the most, right?
I shouldn't have put Kane in it. Why did I put Kane in?
I don't know. Did you see the sign on Raw where it said, don't you have mayor stuff to do? Oh, Matt. Matt was going for some reprieve in the corner.
Oh, I ran
a big
right
boot
into
from Kane
that.
For his troubles. All right, Randy Orton trying to hit a pile driver here to Kane. Yep,
Randy
pile
Savage.
Driver to Kane. God damn, I keep mixing up my Randys. We need to get Randy Newman in this, too. Hit that big elbow. Oh, no.
No, Randy got in the way, so I wanted to clear it out.
Big E Langston.
Ooh,
joining
yeah!
in. Yeah! Hit that elbow. Point of that elbow right into his heart. Son of a bitch is dead already. He's a demon. Yeah.
Doesn't have a heart. Oh, damn it.
Tell you who else didn't have a heart, that son of a bitch, Terry Bollea.
I thought you were going to say Lex Luger.
Lex Luger didn't have a heart either, yeah. The Lex Express, yeah, Lex Express ran wild on Miss Elizabeth. Now she's gone. Man. Who's coming in next? 5, 4, 3. Kane taking it to Big E Langston with a big shoulder charge. AJ Styles at number 29. They don't want none.
I missed.
Come on, Randy versus Randy. Spy versus spy. Kramer versus Kramer. Randy versus Randy. Yeah. One of the biggest rivalries to never happen.
Big T-bone suplex.
Oh, Randy Orton laying out AJ Styles.
We almost got a full ring here.
Yeah, we do.
We haven't had a full ring this whole time, right?
No, not at all. I don't think so.
Okay.
Big E trying to get Samoa Joe up and over. He's got him on the top of the turnbuckle. Kevin Owens taking a breather on his knees. Back up to his feet now.
Big
E Langston eliminates Samoa Joe. Aleister Black at number 30. I forgot Aleister Black was
Mr.
in this
Black.
Match.
Get out of here, Kane!
Did you hear during the NXT match tonight where the fans were clapping along with Aleister Black's music?
Oh, no. That's awesome.
So I'm digging the fact that we're getting an Aleister Black...
Adam Cole
rivalry.
Match,
like,
yeah,
how great is that?
Be good.
NXT's... They're not doing anything wrong right now. Everything's
going
on.
Oh, hell
no.
It's
great.
Really
AJ
good.
Styles eliminated by with a T-bone
fast.
Suplex
pop
by Randy Orton.
Pop-up powerbomb already.
Kane trying to take out Randy Orton. Big E Langston. Nope. Randy could not eliminate Big E Langston. Randy Orton helping Kevin Owens to eliminate Aleister Black. And
Savage.
Aleister Black is already gone. Did I say Orton again? Jesus fucking Christ. What is wrong with me? Randy Savage is going to fucking haunt my dreams now. Yeah.
I do got to finish.
You call me Orton.
Look at it. Let's see what I can get. I'm going
to
try
to get Kane back up to his feet. Randy Orton attacking Big E Langston. Savage is going after Kane. Let's see if we can get Kane out of here. Sending him to the turnbuckle. Wow, what are you doing?
I don't know. Oh, fuck. It's a goddamn game. Oh, no.
Randy versus Randy again. So we're down to Kevin Owens, Big E Langston, Kane, Randy Orton, and Randy Savage.
Yep.
Kevin Owens taking it to
Kane.
Oh, Matt being sent into the turnbuckle.
Oh, thankfully.
Oh, thankfully it glitched out a little bit with Kane in the way.
Oh, shit, I'm done.
Yep, you're done.
Fuck.
Randy takes you out with a clothesline over the top.
Out.
Savage is gone. Now we're down to our final four. Ah! That was so good.
Stupid Randy Orton.
Randy Orton was doing his pump up, his Viper strike taunt, and Big E Langston just kicked him in the head for his efforts. That's so good.
Do an impression for Macho Man right now.
Yeah, you know what? Back of my head might hurt, but at least I'm not a piece of shit named Randy Orton. Yeah, my fucking head hurts right now. I got to go to the back. Miss Elizabeth isn't even there. I bet you that son of a bitch Baleo's back there ready to gloat. Man, fucking Royal Rumbles. I hate Royal Rumbles.
No, big bike body drop.
Randy Orton's back up to his feet. Who are you predicting to win out of these four, sir? Who you got?
I think I got Owens.
It's going to be Kane. I hope you're ready for that.
Shit.
Oh, Big E Langston. Reverse the choke slam. Hey, no, flatliner, essentially?
Something like that. Owens on Orton there.
With a modified back body drop. I like that.
Yeah.
Our back body drop, a Russian
leg sweep.
See, Big E is trying to get Kane up
pop
and over.
Up. Oh, I thought he was going to do a pop up. Oh, shit.
It got reversed.
Oh,
that's
it got
why.
Reversed. Uh-oh.
Reversed the reversal. Kane is out. So now we're down
Kane's
to Randy
out.
Orton, Big E Langston, and Kevin Owens.
It's a nice three. Oh, big move
Big
by Big E right there.
Up and over with Kevin Owens.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what goes on in this year's Rumble with New Day, see how they work.
I would love to see Big E Langston win a major title.
I want to see Kofi still win this title. Do you like this? I like the fact that he can actually pull the straps down now. Yeah.
So do I. I think that's
like
really
Taker
cool
does
feature.
It. Big E does it. I think even Big Show does it. So it's really cool to actually see that. Because since they do it in the actual match, it's actually cool to see that emulated.
I think that's really cool. That's actually the first time I've seen that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Taker will do it when he does the tombstone.
Will he?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Kevin
there
Owens
goes
going for a powerbomb.
There goes Orton.
Over the top.
Yep.
Big E Langston.
Setting it up, though. I think
yep.
Orton's going to. Yep. Dang it.
Orton going after Kevin Owens. So now we're down to Kevin Owens and Randy Orton as our final two.
And Orton has a finisher lined up. So.
Yep. Randy Orton with that terrible, terrible knee to the. To the dome.
I hope Owens reverses this.
I hope so.
I mean, Owens. I hope Owens reverses this. Oh my God.
He's doing a pop-up powerbomb?
Yeah.
Wow, Randy Orton took Kevin Owens' finisher. Oh my God. Okay.
I'll take it.
Reverse him. Yeah, I would rather have Kevin Owens win this than Randy Orton. Come on, Kevin. Orton's got him up on the top. I doubt Kevin finishes this. It's going to be Randy.
No.
Yep.
It's Randy.
Randy Orton wins.
He won it last year, right?
The actual Rumble?
Yeah, he won last year.
He did. Son of a bitch. Randy Orton won our Royal Rumble.
Oh, jeez.
That was a nice reversal.
Yeah, that body splash.
Biggie Langston put in a lot of work in this one, though.
That was really cool.
Get the obligatory pointing to the sign by Randy Orton. Randall Keith Orton. Not the Randy we wanted, but apparently the Randy we deserve.
Ah, I don't even know about that.
Right?
Yeah. So while we do, I don't think we have enough women to do a 30, so we'll probably just do 20, right?
We'll take a look, because I downloaded a bunch.
Yeah.
If we don't have enough, then we'll just switch to a 20 real quick. So we're going to exit. Do. Son of a bitch. What a match. What a match.
What a match. That was
what
cool.
What a maneuver. You know what we should play? And I don't know how we would come about getting this, streaming it. But you know what I miss playing and would be great for us to play one day? WrestleMania, the arcade game.
Oh, that would be awesome. That was really cool.
The arcade game.
While we set this one up, let's answer some questions real quick.
Hey.
Right, answer a question from Tom. Tom asked, at SummerSlam 2005, Muhammad Hassan was slated to win the World Heavyweight title, which was being held, I believe, by Undertaker at that time. But the idea was scratched after the London terrorist attacks that year. Should have WWE gone forward with the original plan? How do you think that would have been done as a champion at that time? Or do you think he would have... Wait, this is kind of... Sorry, Tom. Hey, how do you think he would have done as champion at that time? I don't think we can play as women, right?
We
don't give us the option. Yeah. It sucks. And did WWE drop the ball?
I think they did.
Yeah, I mean, I was all for it. Yeah. I mean, to me, the terrorist attacks and WWE at that time were completely separate.
Right.
And I think a lot of people watched WWE at that time as an escape from the bullshit that was just going on in everyday reality.
Right.
And they weren't attributing... I wasn't looking at Muhammad Hassan as this character that's close to the Taliban at the time.
Right, exactly.
Like he was Middle Eastern, and so many great heels were Middle Eastern aristocrat types. You know, these rich Middle Eastern guys are just bad guys, and that's just what they did. And that's what Muhammad Hassan did. And
yeah, that's
to me. It didn't. Yeah.
Have you noticed you can't do custom, or can you?
You should be able to do customs. Maybe not.
Use the content created by the players.
Oh, you have parental controls on your PlayStation.
How did I do that?
So if you're watching on Twitch, that's probably the end of our Rumbles. And
oh, we could get another one.
You can do another one.
How do I back out of this?
Is it okay? I don't know.
I am hitting okay.
Oh, I think that's me. Sorry.
Yeah, that's you.
For some reason, it's me. Are we going to do a 20?
I'm going to see if I switch it to 20, if it'll add women in for any reason.
Bear with this for a second.
No,
yeah.
No, I want to let us add women. That's so odd. Huh.
It just won't do it.
Let's do a 20 person, and we could throw in like old school guys or something.
Yeah, that sounds good.
We promise too, goddammit, we're going to get
We're doing two Rumbles.
This one will be a 20 person.
Yeah. Take out. Yeah, there you go. Take them all out.
We're going to have 7 Stings in this Rumble.
Can we?
All right, so let's see who we can add. Do we want to add Andre? Let's see who else we
Andre the Giant.
You want to do Andre?
Let's do Andre the Giant. You have to do Andre. Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam.
Big Boss Man 91.
91? Yeah. You don't want 99?
No, 91.
All right, Big Boss Man
There's
91.
There's only one Big Boss Man.
Bret
Hart? You don't do Bret Hart?
Yeah, let's do Bret Hart. Okay. You want to do Bulldog?
No.
Shit, we could probably do 30 with as many people are in here. Buddy Roberts, Butch, Cactus Jack.
Yeah, let's do Cactus Jack. Let's do Kurt Hawkins.
Really?
No. You got to do DDP
98. 92 or 98?
98.
All right.
You want to do Diesel?
Is Kevin Nash in here?
Yeah, Nash is in it.
Let's see who else we have down here. The Godfather?
Let's do Godfather. Jake Roberts.
Let's see who we have in the later half. And then we'll come back and mop up.
John Cena, 2006.
Classic.
Classic.
K98.
There's Nash.
I think you want to do Nash?
Yeah, do Nash.
So Kevin Nash. Lex Luger?
Fuck no.
Larry Zbysko?
We got to have a grudge match one day with Randy Savage versus Lex Luger.
In a cage. In a coffin match.
With Miss Elizabeth in the shark cage.
We're going to do Michael PSAs.
Yes. That's for Joe.
Papa Shango? Even though we have Godfather?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's actually great.
88 Ric Flair?
88 Ric Flair.
You're going to do Papa Shango too?
Yeah. Papa Shango.
Razor Ramon. Steamboat 91? Do we want to do 88 Flair or 91 Flair?
88 Flair. 80s Flair is the best Flair.
Rikishi.
Rusev.
Rusev Day. Better than all.
Better than all day. Shawn Michaels 97. Okay, we got to do Sting 98.
Let's
do
99.
No. Let's do 88. Sting
88?
Yeah, 88. And then put Austin in there. Austin 97.
Stunning Steve Austin?
Oh, yeah. Let's put Stunning Steve Austin.
Tatanka?
Tatanka. Let's put Psycho Sid in there so he can break his leg.
Oh, God. Psycho Sid is in this game. I forgot about that.
Okay. Warrior?
Vader?
Yeah, put Warrior in.
Let's see who's up here that we missed. Albert? British Bulldog?
Yeah, you can put Bulldog in.
And then we have one more spot. Let's see who else is left. Edge.
Finn Balor Demon.
Who else do we have?
Jake Roberts. You Jake do Roberts. Jake? Yeah, do Snake. Jake the Snake.
All right, so there's our 20-man rumble.
All right, let's do this.
Too bad you can't change the arena. Can you?
No.
Because I'd put it in like an old school arena. Wait, was there any downloaded superstars that we missed? No, they're all pretty current, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. So, who are you picking, sir?
DDP.
You're going to go with it's me, it's me, it's DDP?
Yeah, and I'm going to come in at number one.
Are you?
Yeah.
You're not going to random it?
No. It's only 20, so.
Who else did we put in this goddamn match?
Kevin Nash, Razor Ramon.
There was someone who stood out I was going to pick. Now I don't remember.
Kerry Von Erich.
Yes. Luke Gallows.
The Mojo Rally.
I should pick Michael P.S. Hayes. I'm going to take Razor Ramon. And I'm going to take Random.
Hey, yo. I'm still never won. Hey. Never won the Rumble, man.
Hey, yo, I'm drunk.
Hey, yo. We just got a comment. Hey, yo. What's up, everybody?
Hey, yo.
Oh, this one ought to be interesting.
This will be fun. We probably should have started with this one.
Right?
But it'll be fun.
Yeah, we'll save the best for last, right?
Best one for last.
The best
one. And we got a question to wrap the show up with.
Oh, son of a bitch. A question or a request?
A request that'll wrap the show up, and then that'll be after this one. Oh, thank you for skipping JoJo.
DDP. Bang.
Bang, brothers.
I'm going to download a DDP yoga Bang shirt. Bang, bros. Watch Razor be number two.
That's a pretty good DDP. Oh, Ric Flair.
Up here, snapperhead. All right, so we'll skip past Flair. We'll get this going. So we're starting off with Flair and DDP. Oh, shit. Flair reversed you. Reversal tear versus fest. Tear match.
I'm going to do the DDP. Come on.
Yes. God, I remember, like, I would always play. I would always play as DDP in the Nintendo 64 WCW wrestling games. Yeah, all the time.
Well, that helps with he does DDP yoga, so that move doesn't hurt him.
Oh, there I am, number three. You want to team up on Ric Flair?
Diamond Dallas Page. Well, we all used to hang out, wasn't
Razor and didn't Razor get DDP a job?
I thought so. I thought he was hanging like the diamond stud.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought he was hanging on the ropes.
I thought he was too.
I Who we got? Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels. God, we're just filling out the room with a click right away, aren't we?
Oh! Don't turn your back on Flair. Flair hit me with the chop shot.
This doesn't have Hunter Hearst Helmsley, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh.
Yeah.
Try to get out of this. Flair's trying to eliminate me. All right, I escape.
Ah. Oh.
That doesn't matter. I escape.
There you go. Oh, you got a signature lined up.
Fucking Sean.
Bam, bam. The first dead person in the Rumble.
Fuck. The first ghost of Rumble passed.
Yep. Oh, shit. I missed. Trying to eliminate Ric Flair, everybody. I'm getting there.
I'm going
to
eliminate
Sean.
Oh,
Bam Bam just did a cartwheel.
I'm going to eliminate Sean.
I gave up.
I forgot Bam Bam used to do the cartwheel.
Oh, shoot.
Papa Shango. Oh!
You're out.
Damn it. He gave me a back body drop over the top rope. I'm going to take over in number 8.
Yeah.
So I'm going to skip one and then I'll enter in. Son of a bitch.
Razor is the first guy out?
Yep. You're barely hanging on.
Yeah.
Ric Flair is probably in worst for wear. He's probably the one that's been beat up the most.
Michael's going to try to eliminate me, I think.
Think so. Remember DDP's terrible run in WWE when he was stalking the Undertaker's wife?
Yeah, his first wife.
Yeah, Sarah. Cactus Jack at number 7.
Oh. Is that you?
Nope, I'm number 8. So Cactus Jack just coming in immediately and taking it to Bam Bam Bigelow.
Shoulder breaker. Isn't that Shango's finisher?
I think it is, yeah.
Pretty awesome.
You know, I kind of, as much as we talk shit about it, I kind of miss the showcase modes.
Oh, I do.
I miss playing the old school matches and stuff.
Shango just stalking me. It's really spooky.
I know. He's just staring at you. At me.
You would be Michael PSA.
Son of a bitch. I would get Michael PSA.
That's great. Vastry USA.
I'm a strut.
Oh.
God damn it. Cactus Jack got me.
Oh, shoot.
We're getting quiet. This is terrible for podcasts.
Oh, no, it's fine. We're just playing the game. I just hit Flair with the power bomb.
Kevin Nash.
Now I'm hitting him with the diamond cutter.
All right, so I'm going to attempt to eliminate. It's not going to work. I'm not eliminating Cactus Jack right now.
Oh,
son of
Flair
a bitch,
reversed
he escaped
me. Nash is helping me out, rightfully so.
I'm battling it out here. There's so much hair in this match.
It's long hair everywhere.
Battling it out now with Cactus Jack. Michael PSA versus Cactus Jack. Is this
the only guy. There's two guys with bald heads.
Papa Shango and Bam Bam.
Yeah, and they're going at it. That's the best part. I'm just chilling.
The Godfather. Bang. Holy shit. Oh, Godfather and Papa Shango in the match at the same time.
Oh, this is crazy.
Fuck, I took the early recovery. I shouldn't have.
Yeah. Most of the time you can just like kind of hang on.
Fucking everything I throw at Cactus Jack is reversing. Oh,
dang it.
I thought you had Bam Bam out.
Yeah, I thought he did too. Shango just left. Or no, not Shango. Nash.
Nash just left. He blew a quad on his way out.
He blew his quad on the way in. Never seen DDP do this move before.
Well, now you have. Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Cactus Jack is taking me
to
the ropes.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm battling back. I'm reversing Cactus Jack. He was trying to take me to the ropes.
My stamina is all the way down.
God damn.
All right.
Cactus Jack is reversing everything I'm throwing at him.
Bam Bam just got eliminated. There we go. Cool. Another power bomb by DDP. Let's see if I can get rid of Shango here.
I forgot DDP used to use the power bomb a bit.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
No diamond cutter? You're not giving up diamond cutters?
I already hit one. Look. Godfather would save Shango.
Right?
I'm just saying.
Try to take Flair out. Ah, Andre.
Andre's in. And right away, he's going to get hit with the diamond cutter.
Anybody want a peanut?
Get away, Shango.
I'm trying to take out Flair now. Flair's the one who's probably worse for wear. He's going to be the easiest one to take out.
It's me and Flair, I think, are the...
Oh, shit, I went for Flair.
I just realized I'm still in. I just realized I've been in this whole time.
Yeah, you were number one.
Me and Flair, right?
Yeah. Flair was number two. You were number one.
Oh, jeez. Wow, that's pretty awesome. Hey, I'm going to help you.
Ah, damn it, Flair. Flair, you son of a bitch.
Oh.
I'm rolling out to the ropes. Try to get some reprieve.
Oh, no.
Flair's.
Flair would do this
Flair's
to us.
Flair's trying to take you out, man. Oh, good reversal. Good reversal.
He was going to hit me with his finisher there.
Did you see who, it's Papa Shango and Godfather one-on-one?
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Oh, damn you, Flair.
I had to early recover because Godfather was coming to eliminate me.
Jake the Snake's in.
Jake Roberts has now entered the match.
Yep. I forgot what number we're at, but I think we're more than halfway done with this.
I think we are, too, Rumble, right? To be honest.
Yeah.
We'd have to be. Michael P.S. Hayes is getting the shit beat out of him by Jake. I'm just going to offer Jake an 8-ball to get out of
the Diamond Cutter!
You think if I give Jake an 8-ball, he'll just quit?
Yeah, he'll just throw himself over.
Flair, I can't fucking believe Flair's still in this match.
Yeah, PSAs in that air, dude, is amazing.
I know. I'm going to make PSAs my overall champion.
Universal champion. Yeah. We're at 13. British Bulldog's about to come in, so we're not that far in. Oh, Flair just did a flop. That's great.
Did he? I wouldn't even pay
attention.
Yeah,
Flair flopped. Oh, Flair's gone, finally.
Who eliminated him? You?
I did.
I just got a bulldog from...
Anybody watching? Oh, I don't know what they just saw.
Jake is taking it to me. Oh, no. Reversal to Jake.
Then I get Shango out of here.
I'm going to use my finisher to eliminate somebody. If I can get somebody into the corner.
Shango's out.
Man, Jake and Bulldog are taking it to me. Warrior's coming out now.
I'm sure a few ring rats have said that before.
Hey, yo.
Oh, shoot. Oh, no.
God, I saw that red, white, and blue. I thought it was Lex Luger instead. Ah, son of a bitch. Pile driver from...
Godfather is all over me. I'm trying to get Godfather out of here. Oh, I'm recovering in the ropes.
Godfather's taking it to me.
I'm sure that's all the strippers say. What's at his strip club. Godfather's taking it to me.
Godfather's giving me AIDS.
Again. Oh! Diamond cutter on Jake.
I can't get up off the mat. Like, I am so fucked up.
Oh, jeez.
How does it... Why does it feel like this one's more action-packed than the last one?
It does, right?
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, oh. I can't survive.
No, Bulldog. Dang it. Oh. Sorry.
Yeah, British Bulldog has me out.
Oh, I was so close.
Let's see who I come in as. I'm going to take the 16th spot. I'm going to skip one again and see who I get. Son of a bitch, Michael PSAs didn't land.
Oh! I was taunting and Godfather hit me with the running DDT.
Who's this Dan Blizzard looking motherfucker in the top right in the blue hoodie who's losing his shit?
Dan Blizzard.
Thank God I didn't take Psycho Sid. I hate Sid so much.
Psychosis?
What if Psychosis is in this game? LaParca?
I wish he was in the game. There goes Jake.
Hooventude?
Oh, I'm out. Hoovie
is
out.
In the house.
I'm out.
The house is juicy.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Finally
done.
Yep,
you're going out. Bye-bye, DDP.
That was, I had a good run. That was good.
And I'm half the man that you are.
Okay, I'm coming at 18. You're coming in right now, right?
Yeah, I'm next. Let's see who I am. Let's see who I am. Sting 98.
Tatanka, yeah. Too bad you can't hear the music. I don't think you can even hear the music on Twitch.
I don't know. I've heard it play on other people's.
Yeah, but that's because they use a external streaming device.
Native Warrior versus American Warrior. Native that's American true. Warrior versus the USA Warrior.
Get Bulldog out. Please get Bulldog out.
Oh, is he the one who eliminated you?
Yes.
God, look at all those tassels. All
right, someone's coming in. This isn't me. I'm coming at 18, I believe.
So many tassels in the ring.
Psycho Sid Roll. Stunning Steve Austin.
Son of a bitch.
What's so stunning about Steve Austin?
Tatanka looks like an older Rufio.
He does, right? Godfather dude is still in this match. I don't know how he's managed to stay in this whole time.
I figure out who the hell I'm going after.
Okay. Oh, nope. Warrior's really intent on kicking your ass.
The seven titties. Dude, he fucking eliminated me.
Wow. That was fast.
You're coming in at 18?
Yeah.
I'll take 19.
All right, here we come. All over your face.
Whoa.
Oh, dang. Bulldog eliminated somebody else.
Steve Austin's out.
Jeez.
Right now, we just have Bulldog, Ultimate Warrior, and Godfather still in this match.
Sting 88. Pimpin, oh, look at this. Ah!
You got Sting 88. Damn, that was a hell of a move.
That was great.
So Matt is now in a Sting 88 with the fucking rat tail. Son hell of a bitch. Hell yeah.
Kiefer Sutherland Sting.
Right? Lost Boys Sting.
Yeah. Damn.
So you got, you had British Bulldog up on your shoulder. So Sting and Warrior, they were a tag team.
Yeah.
Back Blade Runners.
Here you are. Oh, you came as Brett.
Brett.
Well, how cool would it be if it's like Scorpion Deathlock versus the Sharpshooter?
Right.
That'd be awesome. Backbreaker Sting under the Godfather. Dear God, what a maneuver.
All right, so I'm going to take it to Bulldog first. Oh, fucking Bulldog reverses.
He just took it to Ultimate Warrior.
Stinger scream.
Oh, I should. I should try to before I get eliminated.
I love you're not even giving yourself a chance.
Bossman 91. Bossman 91
and number 20, the last man in this rumble.
Oh, so I thought he would have done it.
Threw British Bulldog into the ropes.
I thought he would have done it.
Ah, son of a bitch. That is kind of a problem. Like, I love that you can do so many people in here at once, but goddamn, it gets wild sometimes.
Look, I'm hitting a tombstone on Big Boss Man. Oh, Big Boss Man hit with this.
Yeah, I couldn't even see where I needed to reverse because there's so much shit going on.
This is the final six right here. Oh, I hit the Scorpion Death Drop, but you couldn't see it because, you know.
People's.
Dangs.
God, every time I get Bulldog in the corner, he fucking reverses me.
Oh. Dang. Getting crazy.
There's just people taking fucking hits all over the place.
Jawbreaker. Oh, I thought he was close enough to the ropes where I can hit him out. Bossman with the reversal.
Maybe.
Uh-oh.
I think I got... Oh, God damn it. He pulled him off the ropes.
No! You're Bret Hart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Oh, my God.
Too bad you can't tag team people in the corner.
Oh, my God. Look at Godfather going for the record here.
Right? Come on, Godfather. Get him out.
See if I can get Bossman gets ropes here.
Bulldog's coming after me. Son of a bitch. Bulldog got out for me. You never let me.
All right.
What the fuck is Bulldog doing? He's just staring at me.
Oh, my God.
There you go. There you went the screen.
You get the Heart Foundation fighting against each other.
You going to go help your fellow Blade Warrior? Oh, there we go. Right. Bulldog's eliminated.
Get the fuck out of here.
Down to the final four.
Freaking Godfather, dude. Who made him so strong?
Right? He's the fucking Braun Strowman of the Attitude Era.
I guess so. Oh, no.
Warrior, you better not. Thank God. All right, so I'm rolled out to the corner. No! To the ring apron. Godfather no! started taking me. You're going to get gorilla pressed
yep.
over?
I'm military done. Pressed? Yeah, it's a done deal.
All right.
You're still alive.
Commentate. I'm going to focus on
Bret Hart.
I mean winning this.
Skin in the cat. Oh, nope.
No. Nope. Down to Macho Man. You're going to focus on it. Fucking Godfather.
It's
and Warrior.
Godfather and the Ultimate Warrior left. So, yeah, this is a fun little Legends Royal Rumble that we did.
Godfather winning this? Nope.
No. Going
for, wow. Just wow, man. Pimping ain't easy.
No, it's not. And then he's just going to stand there.
He's going to take that forever. To me like 3 times,
I hate
too.
That. Yep.
Come on. Do they not have the moment anymore where they have the showdown?
Here we go. That's what I was waiting for.
He goes into the cutscene.
Oh, we got you. Oh, okay. Now we're going to wrestle.
All right, let's do this.
Now let's wrestle.
Yeah. With my designing women haircut.
Dolto Burke.
Right.
Let's watch The Godfather. Oh, he's taking it to the Ultimate Warrior. By God, taking it to the ghost of the Ultimate Warrior.
I am picking Godfather.
They both are jacked in the face. So, DDT.
Big DDT.
From the Ultimate Warrior as a reversal.
That's the most technical movie he's ever done.
Probably. Uh-oh. Oh, hit the finisher. He's going to throw him out now. Watch. He's going to do it again. Oh.
No, he's going to stomp him.
running foot stomps. He's going to tire himself out.
Right.
Oh, another sidewalk slam. Wow. So exciting.
Yeah. This is gonna be Godfather all the way.
Do you think we got a favorite for the Women's Royal Rumble? Is everybody going with Asuka?
I think Asuka's your favorite by far. WWE did run a poll asking people who they would want to see return.
Mm-hmm.
And Trish Stratus led the poll with like 20%.
Nice. That'd be a lot of fun this year. And I know that's kind of like what they were working towards, that one NXT takeover. So
right. It'd be great.
Here we go. I guess Godfather's winning this. Yep. Wow. Oh! Warrior's still in it.
And he rolled back in instantly.
I was hoping he'd do the pump up.
I was hoping so too.
Oh, big shoulder breaker. Oh my God. Warrior's still alive.
God, I can't believe Warrior held on right there.
Dude, I thought that was a done deal. How has the Godfather stayed in this match this whole time?
Because here he's the goddamn Godfather.
He's going to go for that Godfather. Oh, I thought he was going to go for the splash.
I thought he was too.
Yeah, it's probably a done deal. Though. I think it's a done deal. Bye, Warrior. Oh my God. Oh no. Oh,
do you think any women tried to do a Kofi Kingston style stunt or anything like that?
No, I think they got their own rumble to, it's going to be memorable already. Right. And I think at the same time too, you let somebody have the first victory that hasn't done anything yet. So I think you're right. Like someone like Asuka or probably win it big. Be cool. It'd be awesome.
Man, that's probably what we're looking at is Asuka. Yeah.
So as we sign off here,
What a match.
Last podcast of the year. Let's end 2017. This is from Alex. Let's end 2017 with the ghost of Randy Savage cutting a promo on Joe Luna.
Oh man, we're gonna have to call him back down. Yeah. Before we wrap up, do you also have our nominee or our categories for our award show next week?
Dude, it's so many. But yeah, I gotta...
We can just read through them real quick. Yeah. We don't have to read through any nominees. We'll read through the categories so everyone knows what they're looking at.
Okay, you do that.
Joe Luna thinks he's big time. Cup of coffee in the big time. Coming on the Smart Marks podcast. Doing a guest stint. Yeah, I tell you what, Joe Luna, you better stay. You better stay in Arizona and never show back up in the Smart Mark studio again. You show back up and I swear to God I'll beat you worse than I beat Elizabeth. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I will swear. Joe Luna, you don't know what I'm capable of, man. I'm mad. I'm crazy. They don't call me madness for nothing, man. Yeah, gorgeous George. Yeah, I'll make you ugly Joe. Ugly kid Joe. Yeah, that's what you're going to be, not gorgeous George. Yeah, ugly kid Joe. Ugly kid Joe. I will hit you so hard it's like you're going into a tree at 90 after having a heart attack. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Macho, we're sending you back. You've gone too far, Macho. Oh, you're so bitter now. Smarkies. We're gonna start 2018 off with the best of 2017. And here are our categories, and we're filling them out as we go on. So we're starting off with best in-ring moment. Then we got debut or slash return of the year. Breakout or Breakaway Star of the Year. Underrated / worst booked. Overrated talent of all, whatever, who cares. Best Show of the Year, which is like your Raw, SmackDown, NXTs, Impacts. Ring of Honor. Best Special Event / Pay-Per-View. Match of the Year. Tag Team of the Year. Female Wrestler of the Year. And Male Wrestler of the Year. And then as always, we always end with bold 2018 predictions.
Are we just going to give Tag Team of the Year to the Young Bucks again?
Probably. Yeah. Like, I think so. They've gone above and beyond even more so.
Right.
So
right. I mean, there's a tag team in WWE that we could pick. And they'll probably, what we'll do is we'll compile our list. We'll talk it down. We'll compile like a top three of each one, but we'll have one complete winner of each category.
And that's how we'll start next week.
It's going to be a good show next week, guys. Yeah. Tune in.
Hope you guys enjoyed this one, a special episode.
We've got Wrestle Kingdom next week too.
Yeah, we got Wrestle Kingdom. It'll probably will it happen by the time we do a show next week?
No, because it's on the 4th.
You're right.
So
okay, cool.
While we're sleeping Friday night for us,
come up with those questions, guys. On that note, remember, Mark's team, send us your questions and comments by following us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. Follow me, Mateo83. Follow Jeremy and JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. Follow us on Instagram and Tumblr. Just look for the Smart Marks Podcast. Same logo everywhere, guys. If you hate social media altogether, want to email us a question ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use the referral link on provergamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link which shows that you're a fan of the show, and we'll get a little bit of help from Amazon to keep the lights on and keep the show free for you. And hey, if you want to directly support the show, please visit www.patreon.com/provergamer. Monthly donation tiers start at just $1. There's some awesome rewards available at each tier. The link again is patreon.com/provergamer. Where you can stream, download, rate the show, and every episode from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, iHeartRadio, and of course, provengamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating. Leave a funny review that I can read on the show. And while you're there at provengamer.com, check out some awesome game reviews and articles and other podcasts, such as the Trophy Wars podcast, Nintendo Dual Screens, and game stuff, baby. So make provengamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I am Matt. He is Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next year on the Smart Marks. Peace out.